Yeah, I don't think I'm passing my final exam. The multiple choice is one thing, but the presentation section is so odd. I mean, I'm no expert, but I don't think bats grow wool. And I doubt I'll be able to find any at a local market, so I have no idea where I'm going to get that. I'm sure yours is going to be pretty cool, though. Even though you're partnered with, you know who.
Hey, I'm glad I caught you. Oh, you.
A pleasure to meet you as well.
Where did you two just come from?
Oh, we just got released from class and we were just heading down towards the cafeteria. They're serving eyes of newts and we'd like to get them while they're still blinking.
Well, why don't you go get a head start in the line while I borrow them for a second? We should be done by the time you get back.
Now, hold on. The eyes can wait. What do you need them for exactly?
Just some boring project for our apothecary class. You wouldn't be interested. There's a lot of big words that you wouldn't know.
I think I know what a pot they carry is. And surely two more helping hands wouldn't hurt.
Your hands are many things, but they are not helpful.
Well, I could at the very least assist with moral support.
All right, fine. Just don't touch anything unless I tell you to.
Is that including the floor?
It will be your tongue as well if you keep up the attitude.
All right, I'll behave.
So, you know how our professor gave us the assignment of crafting a potion that would benefit the body's vanity? Well, I've been working on putting together a concoction that can make your skin softer. Almost instantaneously.
A bit ironic for someone so rough in exterior to reinvent lotion, don't you think?
The exit is right over there.
I'll be quiet, I swear.
Anyway, what I need you for is to be sort of a test subject for me. I already trust you a lot, so I think you would be the perfect candidate to test this out on. And worst case scenario, I've just made colorful water. But you could end up very silky smooth in the end.
Hey, I want to try this thing out too.
Why would you be interested in this sort of potion?
Oh, maybe I want to feel silky smooth as well. And I just don't think they should go through with this alone. What kind of friend would I be if I just let the people I care about drink random liquids from strange people out of nowhere?
Oh, look. How about we all have a sip? That way, you know it's not poison. Sound good?
Splendid. I'll even pour the glasses. Where'd you put this potion?
Over there on the shelf. It's the red one in the decanter.
All right, I've got it.
I honestly don't know how you stand him. He can be so much sometimes. I'd never want to be around someone like that for so long, let alone be friendly with him.
All right, here's yours.
Thank you.
Here, I made sure not to fill yours too high so it doesn't spill as easily.
And you call me the uptight one.
I'm simply just looking out for a friend. Smells a bit strong for a lotion potion.
That's probably the sweet alyssum I added. But I understand if you're confused. It's a big word.
They should call you the Wicked Witch of the West Wing.
I should smite you right now.
Oh, really? With what wand?
I didn't say it would be a wand.
Okay, look, let's not fight. Let's just get this over with so we can hurry up and get some food, and we'll never have to speak to each other ever again after this.
Deal.
A toast to having nothing to do with each other ever again after this. This tastes nothing like water.
It shouldn't taste this bitter. Well, does your skin feel any softer?
It feels like skin.
Really? Nothing for you either. Strange. Hand me that decanter. Where did you get this?
Over there on the shelf, like you told me.
I meant the other red decanter, to the right. What did you just give us?
Okay, calm down. I'm sure it's just a mild enchantment, like we all grow a tail or something.
No one would want to grow a tail.
Says you. Alright, the label says love potion. Wait, love potion?
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
I don't think that'll work. It says it absorbs through the tongue.
Either way, I'm going to throw up.
Hold on a second. There's got to be some sort of warning on the back of this thing. Ah, here it is. Warning, anyone who partakes in the consumption of this elixir will experience the highest recorded fits of desire and craving for the sin of lust. Oh, look. Crafted by Lucifer himself.
Oh my god.
No, it says Lucifer.
What is that doing in a school?
Well, obviously to tempt us. Good thing we're not stupid enough to fall for it.
We are stupid enough. We drank it.
Oh. Right. Best 2 out of 3. I mean, it obviously hasn't kicked in yet if you're being this grouchy.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you, and then I'll resurrect you, and then I'll kill you again.
Hey. The 26 laws of magic says the resurrection spells are forbidden.
Fine by me. I'll just kill you.
Wait! There's directions for a reverse ritual on the bottom.
Well, what are you waiting for? What does it say?
I'm reading. Depending on the amount consumed, one sip will last 24 hours.
This isn't comforting at all.
But for a quick reversal of the spell, all participants will have to... Oh dear.
Well, say it. What do we have to do?
All participants... We'll have to make each other orgasm in a bonding ritual.
You're kidding, right? This is just another one of your sick jokes.
Nope. My jokes are actually funny. It says it right here on the bottom.
Well, I'm not going to have sex with either of you.
What makes you think I'd fuck either? I mean, I'd never fuck you.
Glad the feeling is mutual.
But if you really think about it, it wouldn't be that bad of an idea.
You can't be serious. Do you even understand the gravity of this situation?
Of course I do. We get so horny that we can't even think for the rest of the day. And if you ask me, the alternative seems pretty mild. It's not like someone like you can last for 24 hours anyway.
You really think I wouldn't last? You should look in the mirror and see how much you've been shifting around.
Joke's on you. I'm like that all the time.
Then prove it. The potion should only have an effect on those who drank it. We all stay a 5-foot minimum radius away from each other until this time tomorrow when it wears off. Should be easy, right?
Fine by me.
Great. We all meet back here tomorrow, right before the final.
Got it. Tell the pillow you're gonna hump tonight I said hi.
I was just about to say the same about your poor cushions. See you tomorrow.
I guess we can't get lunch together now, which sucks, but I guess it's for the best. We have a final to focus on anyway. wouldn't want to take away from that. Hey, when I said I wouldn't fuck either of you, I didn't mean, never mind. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, you. How are you holding up? Don't worry, I'll stay over here. Class is not too bad today. Ah, good. I, weirdly enough, can't say the same. It's been kinda hard trying to focus when you've only got one thing on your mind. I'm glad you're doing well, though. It's kinda crowded here, don't you think? Let's try somewhere less loud. Oh, over here. What's wrong? This is a closet. I know. I'm not going to make it through the next class if I don't get just a little taste of you first. I knew I sat 5 feet apart, but how could I stay away from someone so wonderful? No one has to know. Just think of it as helping a friend out with their studies. That's all. Now take your fucking pants off. Doesn't it feel good to have my hand down there? Haven't you been thinking about it all day? I knew you have. Don't lie to me. I knew you've been aching just as much as I have. Don't try to hide it from me. And if I grind against you like this? Doesn't it feel fucking amazing? Lift your leg up some more. I want to grind as I touch you. Yeah. Just like that. And if I bite your neck like that, does it make you go crazy? Fuck. Charm that doesn't let us come unless all participants are present. I'm so sorry. Are you sure? All right. Well, here are your pants. Yeah. I think I'm good to get through another class. It just sucks that we couldn't come, but the rest of the 24 hours should be a breeze now. I hope so, at least. I've gotta get to class, but I'll see you around. Good luck with the rest of the day.
Hey, finally found you. What are you reading? I'm only asking because I can't see the book from all the way over here. Ah, studying portals. You know, I found a scripture that could be helpful for that class. Yeah, it was just back here. I'll show you. I'm sure the 5-foot rule doesn't count if it's an emergency. And I would count this as an emergency. It's a very helpful scripture. Come on. Yeah, it's just up there. Reach up a bit farther. Right over. Oh, it feels really nice to hold you. No, there was never a book. I just needed to get you alone. It's a really stupid rule to stay 5 feet away from you. As if you don't trust me to control myself. You shifting your ass around against me doesn't help, though. But I bet you didn't expect me to grind into you right back. I've been thinking about fucking you all day. And I didn't care where or when or how. But as long as it was you, I was insatiable. And this isn't just the potion talking. I've wanted you for a while. I've just never had the time to express it until now. Oddly enough, when we've both been enchanted. An opportunity like this isn't going to come again anytime soon, so I'm not going to waste it. Get on your knees. You look so cute down there, with my hand resting on your cheek. Why don't you be good for me and suck on my thumb? Just for a little bit before you have to take my cock. Oh. Oh. Shh, 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 shh. Remember to keep quiet. Someone could still be within hearing distance. Oh. Oh my god. Or, oh, Lucifer, in this case, I guess. Oh, you're doing so good. Oh, fuck. Okay. I could have you sucking on my thumb for hours, but I really can't take staring at you like this anymore. Take my cock out. Oh, that's good. That's good. You're doing good. I know it's hard with something in your mouth, but try not to whimper too loud. Oh, 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 you can go a little bit faster for me, can't you? I know you can. I'll help you. Let me put my hand behind your head and give you some assistance. Oh, 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 fuck, that feels so good. Oh, I didn't know you could take it so deep. Oh, oh, but then again, I didn't know much about you. Oh, this side, at least. Oh, 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 wait, wait, what's this? What are these marks on your neck? Wait, 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 wait. Don't try to talk with... Hold on. There we go. Get up. Get up. Who did this to you? Ah, that witch. Come with me.
I wish this assignment was more bubble and less toil and trouble.
Hey, what happened to 5 feet apart?
What are you on about now?
Oh, don't play innocent. I know a witch's mark when I see one.
Well, if you're able to see it, then I can assume that you didn't respect the rule either.
I knew you weren't going to last 19 more hours.
You're the one who got us into this mess and mixed up the potions.
Well, maybe if you were more organized, the potions wouldn't have been mixed up in the first place. Keep that up, and I might start to like it.
You want to fuck me so bad. There is no denying it.
I have to admit, I wouldn't mind taking both of you in this room right now.
Well, hold on. It does seem like one of us here has been a bit of a tease throughout this entire challenge. Might I suggest that we share them in order to get what we three have been craving for all day?
For once, we can agree on something.
I knew you'd like that idea. There's been a change in plans, darling. Could you please come over here, towards me? No. On your hands and knees. I want to see you crawl to me. Yes. That's it. Such a good little pet. Doing what I tell them to. I'm going to come down there as well and lay in front of you. You are a very pretty sight. Did you know that? But you'd look even prettier when I watch you eat me all out. All covered in my cum. Now, pull up my skirt and go ahead and make me feel good. Oh, oh yes. Oh yes, that's good.
Don't forget who you really belong to.
Oh, yeah.
You've always been mine, whether you know it or not. You can have fun with her pussy all you want, but it's me that you're going to come from.
Yes.
You got that? Now, arch your back and push back into me. Oh.
Oh. Oh. It feels so fucking good. Oh.
Uh huh. Oh my god. I waited for this for so long.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Keep going.
I don't mind seeing you go down on her as well.
Oh god, you look so pretty between my legs.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh yes. Oh yes. Flick your tongue. Flick your tongue. Oh fuck. Moan into me. Yes, darling. Pat.
I've been thinking about fucking you like this for so long. Granted, I'd hoped it would be just the two of us. But this is just as great. I'll fuck you anyway, and any chance I get. Take me deeper. As deep as you can go.
Oh god, I can feel your tongue so deep. Make me come. Oh god. Make me come. Do you have to come at the same time?
I don't know, but I think I'm ready to come. Do you want us to get off?
Actually, no. It feels kind of nice. Like a comfy weight.
Good. Because I do not feel like moving.
Mm-hmm. I think the spell is wearing off. I can finally see you as the irritating cretin that you are.
Are you really going to tell me that you don't even feel the slightest bit of care for me, even after all that?
Nope. I still despise you.
You still love me. You just won't admit it because it'll hurt your ego.
I find you, from certain circumstances, a tad bit amusing, but only when it benefits me.
You know what? That's all I'm ever going to get from you, so I'll take it.
Cheers. Move up a bit more. I want to hug our amazing little toy to sleep. We never speak of this to anyone. This never happened.
If you say so.